This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Mayor Hulu's Cape Town crisis communication failure. What happened? A court ruled against Cape Town's tariff structure, exposing what critics say was an unlawful overreach by Mayor Jordan Hulu's and the city administration. Residents who overpaid are now owed answers. Instead of a clear public response owning the outcome, the mayor's office has stayed largely quiet. That silence is not neutral. In a crisis like this, silence is a message. And it is the wrong one. The communication angle. Here is the contrast that matters. When a public official loses in court on a matter that directly hits residents in their wallets, there are two paths available. Path one, get in front of it fast, speak plainly, take ownership, and tell people exactly what comes next. Path two, say as little as possible, hope the news cycle moves on, and let lawyers do the talking. Mayor Hulu's appears to have chosen path two. That is a strategic mistake dressed up as caution. Compare that approach to how effective crisis communicators handle court losses. The standard is not complicated. You state what happened in plain language. You acknowledge the impact on real people. You commit to a specific remedy with a specific timeline. Notice that none of those steps require you to fall on the sword. They require you to treat the public like adults. There's an enormous difference between those two things, and too many politicians confuse them. What Hulu's should have done is simple to describe. Within 24 hours of the judgment, the mayor should have stood in front of a camera and said something close to this. The court found against us. Residents were overcharged. Here is what we will do to fix it, and here is when it will be done. No legal hedging. No passive voice. No shifting responsibility to a department or a process. The mayor's name is on this city. The mayor's voice needs to be on the response. The silence strategy almost never works for elected officials. For one reason, you do not control the information vacuum you create. Critics, journalists, and opposition figures fill it for you, and they will not fill it in your favour. Fares Jacobs writing a piece titled Cape Town is Not Your Private Kingdom is exactly what happens when you leave the vacuum open. The narrative gets written without you. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on crisis ownership gives you a framework for separating accountability language from liability language, because the fear of one should never silence the need for the other. Most people conflate the two and end up saying nothing useful. That chapter shows you how to speak directly to the damage without handing your opponents a weapon. The takeaway. Before your next public response to bad news, write down one sentence that starts with the words, "We got this wrong because." If you cannot finish that sentence honestly, you're not ready to speak publicly yet. Force yourself to finish it. That single sentence, delivered clearly and without legal softening, will do more for your credibility than 3 pages of managed statements. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.